Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Pallava Girivara Dhari. Gopi Janna Pallava Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Janna Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Janna Ranjana. Damuniki Ramanachari. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, 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 Hari, Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shamasunda, Radha, Shamasunda, Radhe. Jaya, Radhe, Sham, Jaya, Radhe, Sham, Radhe, Sham, Jaya, Radhe, Sham. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Nitaiga Haribo, 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 Nitaiga Haribo. Jaya Babu Bada, Jaya Babu Bada, Babu Bada, Jaya Babu Bada. Jaya Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Paribhata Kacharya. Jaya Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Paribhata Kacharya. Glories to some of the devotees. Sri Krishna Sankirtan Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Texts 59 and 60. I'll just read 59 and then we'll go to 60. This is the chapter of Lord Rama's prayers to Lord Krishna, which is going to be finished tomorrow, looks like. Etat sarvam akyatam yat prishtoham iha tvaya tat komare hari kritam pogande parikirtitam. Translation. Since you inquired for me, I have fully described to you those activities of Lord Hari that were performed in his fifth year, but not celebrated until his sixth. Text 60. Please repeat. Etat surbis charitam murare. Etat surbis charitam murare. Aghadham sadvala jeman namancha. Aghadhanam sadvala jemanam cha vyakte taradrupam ajorvabhishtavam yakte taradrupam ajorvabhishtavam shrinvan grinan eti narokilartam. Shrinvan grinan eti narokilartam. Please chant.
Etat surbis charitam murare. Etat surbis charitam
Vaishnavis.
Thank you.
Itat, these, Surdhi, along with the cowherd friends, Charitam, pastimes, Mirare, of Lord Mirare, Agahardhanam, the subduing of the demon Agahasura, Shadvala, on the grass in the forest, Jamanam, the taking of lunch, cha, and vyakta itarat, supra mundane, rupam, the transcendental form of the Lord, aja, by Lord Brahma, uru, elaborate, abhishtavam, the offering of prayers, shrinvan, hearing, gurnan, chanting, eti, attains, naraha, any person, akila artan, all desirable things. Translation, purport. Any person who hears or chants these pastimes Lord Mirare performed with his cowherd friends, the killing of Agasura, the taking of lunch on the forest grass, the Lord's manifestation of transcendental forms, and the wonderful prayers offered by Lord Brahma, is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires. Purport. According to Srila Sanatan Goswami, even one who is only inclined to hear and chant the pastimes of Lord Krishna will achieve spiritual perfection. Many devotees seriously engaged in propagating Krishna consciousness are often so busy that they cannot chant and hear the pastimes of the Lord to their full satisfaction. However, simply by their intense desire to always chant and hear about Lord Krishna, they will achieve spiritual perfection. Of course, as far as possible, one should actually vibrate these transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So it seems like whenever we get to the end of the chapter, we get these extra credit bonuses, which we definitely appreciate. This is another one that's actually saying that we'll be able to achieve all our spiritual desires. And this is actually, of course, perfection of actually being with Krishna. Accumulation over the years, we're hearing all these chapters and everything, we've got quite a storehouse of these bonuses. And it doesn't exactly say when you'll achieve this, but hopefully the desires will become more inclined and that it will reap the results. But if you ask me, just getting to hear these stories, we're reaping the results right now. I mean, how many times have we heard about Agasura? Can't count how many times, right, the stories. But I don't know, somehow or other, this time reading these chapters has been the best. It has been the best. And Lord Brahma's prayers, I never appreciated them like I did this time. So it's we're reaping the results right now. What to speak of if some of our spiritual desires actually become fulfilled, that would be even nicer. But in these last chapters, we've heard so many wonderful things all about the different forms and energies of the Lord. We've met a lot of the cowherd boyfriends and the family members and realized their affection that they have for Krishna. And we've had wonderful descriptions of Vrindavan and the activities of Krishna have all been described, and so many different things. And these actually just are impressions upon our mind that we can go to when we're chanting our japa or discussing about Krishna. We can actually visit all these pastimes and all these places again in our mind. And it's so comforting. And the soul, of course, is so pleased to be able to hear again and again these stories. And it's said that one is advanced is that they can hear them again and again. They never tire, never, never tire of hearing Krishna going out of Agasura's mouth and popping out and everything. It's wonderful. So we should be anxious to hear it. Now we're starting this 10th canto. And it seems like Krishna custom designs, especially the childhood pastimes, to make them so attractive and to capture our attention and to regenerate that spiritual inclination that we really should have to grab hold of Lord Krishna and to embrace him someday in the spiritual world. So this is something we should look forward to in this 10th canto and really try to listen attentively. Because that also makes a difference on when we get these benedictions, how well actually have we heard it and how much have we absorbed so that we retain it and can appreciate later on. But there's also another program that feeds our inclinations also. It's a multi-million-dollar business, and it is meant to, it actually proclaims that it will satisfy all of our desires, that it will satisfy our mind and our intelligence and our wishes and everything, and that's the entertainment business. We're entertained by this fifth, this 10th canto so nicely, and we were just so nicely entertained by this nice kirtan we just had with everyone chanting and dancing. But the entertainment business is like our number one enemy, because it is proclaiming that it'll satisfy you in so many different ways. It'll put impressions on your mind, no doubt. No doubt it does. And it's so available. And it's like an atmosphere that is everywhere. You can't escape it. And it is a complete detour for anyone who's trying to achieve this goal of spiritual perfection, of achieving Krishna's feet. It's really, we have to be very careful not to entertain the entertainment business. So like on your email thing, on your little address thing, you have a thing over here for all your trash and your junk. And, a lot of stuff automatically goes in there. You can put a lot of other stuff in there. And then at one point, hopefully daily, you push the delete button, right, and get rid of it, And then it'll say, you sure you want to get rid of all this junk, all this stuff, all this opportunity to really enjoy? Yes, so you push it. And then on mine it goes, hooray, you don't have any more junk, no more trash, right? And you go, yeah. And so that's what we should do every day, is actually delete everything, all the opportunities that we have to turn on the boob tube, to listen to iTunes, this, that, this, and read this book and that newspaper and that magazine, and wow, unlimited. I was actually riding behind a car a couple days ago and completely distracted because the car in front of me had two little TV things in the back, and there was a kid watching this one little cartoon thing, and the other kid was watching a whole different cartoon thing. And I'm trying to, and I'm waiting for the light to change, and kind of looking at it, I couldn't believe, And then you'll see little kids in their strollers, looking at things in their strollers while they're being hauled through the mall and things like this. And you wonder, the atmosphere that's been created is just somehow or other be entertained. Don't take any time out to think or to create or to have philosophy or questions or try to find answers to problems, about life, nothing. There's nothing there. No brain substance is left. I mean, when you think about the entertainment business, it's just, it just promotes, it nurtures laziness. Just push a button, whatever. And you don't even care what it is, just so it entertains you, And it promotes, dull intelligence, completely dulled intelligence. It's really a shame, and we should try to avoid it at all costs, because all this sound vibration, what it does is it drowns out the cry of the soul. The soul is crying, please get me out of here. Get me out of this loony bin. I want real entertainment. I want to hear Krishna's name. I want to hear these pastimes of Krishna eating lunch with his friends out in the cow fields. So it really is a dangerous thing, and devotees should not go there. Therefore, we have to have our own entertainment. And we have to become the entertainers for Krishna. That's what we should do, is entertain Krishna somehow. Just like right now, you know, we look over to see which one is the next one to chant. You always get somebody else to chant, you know, and you hear this little teeny voice, and you look down, there's a little teeny kid screaming Hare Krishna, and everyone smiles. I looked around, all the ladies were smiling. It was so nice. And then you see this gentleman come up and chant his heart out, you know, and you're satisfied. You know that Krishna's satisfied. If the devotees are satisfied, that means that Krishna's been satisfied. This is real entertainment, to see, you know, Premananda Gaur spinning around. You know that Krishna loves it, you know, and things like that. And at Artik, and everyone raising their hands and smiling, and all these old men who, it was here a little while ago, older man, you know, but he's jumping up and down, you know. I don't know how his knees do it, you know. Krishna must love it. You know, this is how we entertain Krishna. So we should take every opportunity, and every day think, what can I do to entertain Krishna? Not that, oh, how can I be entertained today? So we do need our own entertainment business, of how to make everything very nice for Krishna, how to have beautiful kirtans for his pleasure, and how to cook for his pleasure, and everything, you know, superb, you know, first class for Krishna's pleasure and entertainment. Someone has been telling me for the last few days, oh, you've got to see this new Ramayana series. It's just fantastic. And you know, that person is just like absorbed. She can't think about anything else but the Ramayana right now. I guess there's something, a new one out, not the old one that we relish. How many times do we see it in the ashram, you know? So many times. It knew every single line, you know, even in Hindi. So yes, we should have this entertainment. You know that Krishna loves to hear this gentleman's recitations, Amala Bhakta's recitations, you know, playing all over. So this is how we can become recognized by Krishna, and to actually fulfill our spiritual desires. And when you think about it, when we first came to Krishna consciousness, does anyone remember what their first spiritual desire was? I know mine was to hear Krishna's flute. I admit it. That's my goal. I want to become a pure devotee, and that was my short-term desire. I thought, oh, no time at all, you know. Now it's on my long-term desire list. But there was also, you know, become the moon of all the stars for Prabhupada and things like that. Anybody else remember their first spiritual desire they had? How about Adam? Bhakta Adam, you just came to Krishna consciousness.
I'm a Gemini, so I just want to break my duality.
Okay, very nice. Okay, so sometimes our spiritual desires, they kind of fade in the distance, and the material ones will cover them over, and they'll kind of go up and down. But somehow or other, we have to keep an atmosphere so that inclination of reaching those desires stays steady. And so Srila Prabhupada has definitely made that atmosphere in the morning program. We are allowed to hear so many transcendental things, and to contact Krishna in our japa, and to taste Krishna's prasadam, and to relish especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. This way we can have an uninterrupted pursuit on the path for Krishna consciousness. And you think about Maharaj Parikshit here. He's made a decision to actually just to hear, sit down for 7 days and just to hear these pastimes, completely have a wonderful atmosphere of just the Srimad Bhagavatam, all hearing constantly one pastime after another, after another, after another. It's so important that we do make the proper choice. Because Prabhupada always gave that example of the crows and the swans. But I like the one about the flies the best. You know, a fly is, we don't see crows eating too much garbage around here. You see them hunting around, but flies, as soon as you get a cut on your arm, they've got radar. Zoom! And they land right in it, right? I mean, what taste do they have? You know, no discrimination whatsoever. Anything, the worst, trash and junk. We don't want to be like a fly or a crow. We want to be like a swan and go for the real nectar. But it's our choice. And we have to make sure that our intelligence stays clear, never to be bewildered again and to make the wrong choice. And Maharaj Parikshit, he did have a choice. He could have done something else. He could have gone back to his family and figured out how he's going to, do the kingdom and figure out his estates and everything like this, even though he knew he was going to die. But he was a very special soul. When you think about it, he actually was in the womb, and Krishna recognized this is a special soul. And Krishna actually had to protect him. He went in the womb to protect this great personality from the Brahmastra. When we read in another canto about Maharaj Parikshit, how he was trained to play with Krishna toys of spiritual toys and imitate. I remember Prabhupada saying that when I was in LA, he gave the lecture on that verse, how little children imitate, and how that in Krishna consciousness, like Maharaj Parikshit was imitating, he became such a great soul by following the example of the elders. And then, of course, Maharaj Parikshit was always looking, inquiring. That's what his name means, looking for Krishna. But surely, being of the aristocrat nature, being a king, he probably had plans. He probably had some attachments. He had a lot of things to do with the kingdom. But immediately, boom, when it was interrupted, and all of our plans are going to be interrupted someday, he was able to make the proper choice. He inquired, I don't really know what to do. So he found some qualified people and asked, okay, what do I do? Sit down, okay. And so he sat down. And that atmosphere, he became spiritually rich. So much so that he reached his spiritual goal, his perfection. And so that's what we should do too. But here in the purport, it's saying that reality tours is that we don't have time to hear constantly. We don't have time to read as much as we'd like to read. I know that there's a woman's reading every day at 3 o'clock, but I'm zooming around at 3 o'clock. I can't to sit down and to read. I mean, I'd love to be there. I'd like to be in both places doing my service and that also. But at least it says here that if we have that inclination, that desire, we get some brownie points for that. And so that's an important thing, is that we at least keep that desire very, very strong to always constantly hear and to have our radar in the proper, setting, so that when we can, when there's opportunity, we can zone in and hear and chant more. Like we had probably about 20 ladies over at our place. It was an opportunity to chant more rounds. So on Saturday, they all came and a chance to hear more. So at every opportunity we should take to increase that inclination to achieve perfection. Of course, Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later, but not too much later, At least somehow or other in this lifetime, at some point we can really, sit down and completely become absorbed in hearing and chanting. But it's an individual calling, when we actually can do that. And of course, I think another sentence should have been here. It says that at all possible, try to vibrate these transcendental pastimes, and maybe we're too busy to chant and hear. But actually, when you're busy, you can chant and hear. While you're doing, the offering, or when you're raking leaves out here, you can chant. Or nowadays, you can just plug in, to, all the different transcendental recitations we have about Krishna's pastimes. So pretty much we don't have any excuses. We can always hear and chant and glorify Krishna. But it's described that Krishna is actually seeing the attitude of the person, really, and he can reveal himself at any time and in any place to anyone. I've been reading the pastimes of the Mahaprakash and the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Lord Chaitanya is revealing all kinds of things in the home of Srivas Thakur. And he's revealing himself in so many ways directly right to Srivas Pandit's servants and maidservants. They're achieving perfection because they had the proper attitude. There's a couple of nice little quotes there in that chapter. It says that good birth, noble family, pious activities, and material wealth cannot award one the treasure of love of God. Only by intense desire can one achieve Krishna. So this desire is the most important thing, is that we cultivate this desire. And then he can reveal himself to anyone. In Navadvipa at that time, there were great yogis and tapasvis and scholars. It was the heart of all the scholars, of all of Bengal. And there was so many erudite people at that time, great thinkers. But they didn't get to really understand and have realizations of Lord Chaitanya. They were there in the town, but Lord Chaitanya revealed himself in so many different ways in his pastimes in front of even Murari Gupta's maidservants and servants and so many different people. So it depends on that attitude. There's another nice quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, actually, there's another one here. Yeah. Oh, my Lord, your devotees can see through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So Krishna's is very much in tune of our desires. He's very, very, very much in tune. You should realize that every day. He knows what your desires are. If you're trying to be in that atmosphere of wanting to please him and entertain him, and he can reveal himself at any moment to you in many different ways, and we should have that faith. Lord Nityananda says that it's that faith. He says, I've opened up the marketplace. You know, I'm giving out this free, love of God at free. It's just for the price of your faith. So come and take it. But you must have that faith. And so we cultivate that taste by our association and by hearing. The more we can hear Krishna Katha, the better. And sometimes we wonder. It's described that in the beginning, that sitting down and hearing these pastimes, let's say, for instance, for 7 days, I think we'd all have a hard time without eating for 7 days. There's that story of I think, Janmashtami, when all the dandas are going, Prabhupada's hearing all the pastimes of Krishna, you know, and everyone's falling asleep, you know. So we would have a hard time. It's even said that it's like medicine in the beginning. It's bitter. But in the end, it's like nectar. So we wonder, when is that day going to come when the medicine turns to nectar? When is that going to come? And how does it really come? How does it actually change? Right now, our taste buds they're covered with this nasty, you know, taste for that entertainment in the material world. It's still got a layer on there. But by Krishna Katha, by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, that will go away and it'll change, so that when our ears can, you know, fill up with these pastimes, that will be, it'll taste like roscadam. Anybody know what roscadam is? Sometimes I made it here. It has a rasgulla in the middle, and then it has burfi on the outside, and then you roll it in. Sometimes you take the cream of the milk, you flip it over, you know, and you let it dry, and then you roll it in that, and it sticks on. And then you roll it in pistachios and almonds and raisins. And if you're really into it, you stuff the rasgulla. And remember, they end up to be about this big. I made them one time here. And it was just like, you know, that's what it's like biting into just real nectar, you know, of hearing Krishna's pastimes. So we have to develop that taste. It said, beg, borrow, steal, but get the nectar of the holy name. So whatever we have to do to get that nectar, we should do that. And you have to usually, in the entertainment business, if you want a night out, you know, big time entertainment, what's it cost? A lot of money. Lots and lots of money. So to get the nectar of the holy name, a lot of faith. A lot of faith that by hearing this, like it says here, like it's promising, we, if we hear this, if we just stay to Krishna consciousness and fill our ear holes with not trash, but with nectar, then we will achieve this perfection. All our spiritual desires will be fulfilled. And so that's a big price. We have to lose faith in this other garbage. You know, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it to even dabble in it. Think, oh, just one little movie. It won't hurt. Next day, your japa, what's it thinking about? That movie. You know, you can't get it out of the mind. It takes about a week, you know. So, you know, just don't go there. Instead, come here and do some entertainment for Lord Chaitanya and dance like a madman. So that's what I can see in this verse, that of the importance of giving all our energy in this lifetime to entertaining Krishna and making sure that our desires are strong, that our beginning desires and coming in Krishna consciousness don't go away, that they actually get stronger and stronger, so much so that Krishna will see it and he will someday grant that. So somebody else might have some realizations or explain to us a little bit about the spiritual desire. Vegavati. Is there a microphone?
Two things. One, I wanted to thank you for using the concept of entertaining Krishna. We always here to serve him, and you put cooking and chanting, which are bona fide services, as this is a way of entertaining Krishna. But it also made me think of how we hear at the house of Nanda Maharaj, every night there would come so many entertainers, and a king also always has a jester. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know about other people, but I know I often fall on my face when I'm trying to do something. You know, it's just like you make so many mistakes. But you think Krishna is pleased. He may laugh, but he's pleased by your attempt to serve him, and he's entertained by it. So thank you for that. And I also was thinking when I heard the verse and purport about Queen Kunti, one of her prayers, and I don't know it exactly, but it's like those who constantly hear and chant your glories or take pleasure in others doing so. It's like this verse and purport, it was such a gift of benevolence. And it's just like whatever there is, even if you can't stop and hear and chant, if you want to, Krishna sees that. So that's all.
And I get pleasure out of seeing other people, you know, like guests come in. And although they don't really know what they're doing and everything, they're chanting and everything. Right. I mean, I get pleasure out of that. I'm so pleased to find Adam here. You know, that it's taken a little while. But it was about a year ago, I think you were helping me in my garden, something like that. Yeah, yeah. And now he's said, now I've given everything. I'm for Krishna now. So, I mean, very pleasing to the heart. So this, of course, pleases Prabhupada.
To save the earth. I was just like, yeah, okay, so millions of years ago, sure, Kuti, you know.
So now it might be a possibility, huh?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay, back there.
Thank you, Akuti. I just wanted to share, I was on Sangerton a few days ago in Ocala.
Oh, talk about entertainment. I love your story.
This made me feel really happy. I was out there having one of those days meeting all the Baptists and all the born-again Christians and all the security people. But I met this lady. She's from New York, 75-year-old Jewish woman from New York. So I give her the lollipop. I'm talking to her, and she gives me a donation. I hand her The Perfection of Yoga. And she grabs a book, and she puts her arms up. She starts having a kirtan in her car, and I said, "Get out of here! How do you know this?" She said, "Two ladies from Alachua came down, and they preached to me. And you were—that's you're her guru." And she was so sweet. So then I gave her more books, and you know, we chanted together. It was just one of those things that made my day. I thought, Akuti, that's Akuti. Old workhorse Akuti. When she's not making rasakams or whatever the heck that was, she's out giving the mercy to these people. She goes and teaches them how to sing and dance. So thank you for that. And make that sweet sometime as soon as possible.
It's expensive. It takes about it takes about 150 gallons of milk to make that sweet. And it takes Richira to help me to do it. Oh no, we counted between Richira and I. It took us 43 hours of manpower. Yeah, we counted. Just to roll them took 6 hours. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Just elaborating on the concept of entertainment that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, this is from the Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, that when we come to the temple, we don't come to see Krishna, mm-hmm. we come to be seen by Krishna. So we are Krishna's entertainers, actually. And also once a devotee came to Prabhupada and said, "Oh, I was enjoying kirtan so much." Prabhupada said, "Kirtan is not for you to enjoy, it's for Krishna to enjoy." So we are Krishna's entertainers.
Very nice. Actually, in that Mahaprakash pastime, he's kind of chastises Mukunda and says, "Oh, I'm not going to have your association anymore," because he was going with some Mayavadis and things. But when he came back, he says, "I benedict you that you'll be a singer in all of my pastimes." So Lord Chaitanya appreciated that beauty, the beauty of his voice. So yeah, we should come here and not think that we're going to be entertained, but to entertain Krishna. Very nice, thank you. Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.